Welcome to Moon Monkey. On this episode, I'll be discussing the 1995 animated film Ghost in the Shell, directed by Mamoru Oshii and based on the manga by Masamune Shirow. So the story centers on an elite police unit known as Section 9 who specialize in cybercrime. And their assignment in this movie is tracking down a hacker who's known as the Puppet Master. Throughout the film, there's a lot of political intrigue involving Section 6, another part of the police force, and various other organizations who are involved. This film is really one of the touchstones for the cyberpunk genre and was one of the things that started a sort of interest in anime in the West. So it's one of the films, along with Akira, that people look back to and say that this is where the kind of interest in Japanese animation started. In terms of the story, it's an incredibly interesting story and one which we haven't really seen before, even though it's based on previous films, things such as Blade Runner, other sci-fi that had gone before it. I feel like the story here is quite unique. Later on in the film, we discover that the Puppet Master was created, or they believe it was created by Section 6. It turns out that actually this is a consciousness which was born on the net. It's an artificial intelligence that was kind of created out of the sea of data, which is really interesting. And one of the central themes running through the film is the idea of what makes an individual. Is it the collection of ideas or thoughts? And can someone really have any sense of individuality or humanity when they're not bound by a physical body? They're entirely digital in a way. The script is incredibly tight. The film comes in just under 90 minutes, and this was based on the manga before it. The way that the manga is structured is essentially similar to the way the television series works, where you have individual missions and assignments which all kind of interweave, and they generally kind of start and finish various different missions. The film takes one of these, which is the case of the Puppet Master, and makes that the central plot, and the film pretty much sticks to that. There's not really any distractions or diversions from the first scene to the last. Every scene is something to do with the Puppet Master. It seems very complex the first time you watch it, but once you've seen it a couple of times, you realize that every scene does relate to the Puppet Master. You just have to pay attention to see what the connections are between them. And there's also a lot of action in the film. One of the things that I really like about it is every scene sets up characters or develops something and moves things forward. From the very opening scene where we see the Major, Motoko Kusanagi, who's the central character, someone who's undergone full cyberization, even down to her brain being replaced by a cyber brain. And we see the iconic sequence of her standing on the rooftop and diving off and assassinating someone through a window. Straight away, that sets up this character as the kind of badass heroine figure who's kind of willing to operate outside the law a little bit, and she's really smart, funny, has a lot of great like quips with the rest of the team. Also, the film's full of kind of interesting ideas, such as the idea of cyberization, and like I mentioned, one of the main themes in the film is how do you retain your sense of identity. Kusanagi in the film spends a lot of time wondering about her ghost and how she can be human when every part of her has been replaced by a cybernetic equivalent. So there really is no human tissue there. There's no biological matter there, but yet she still has a sense of individuality. One of the things, one of the kind of downsides of the film, I suppose, as opposed to the later TV series which came, is some of the characters do lose a little screen time. You really only see the Chief Aramaki, the Major, Bato, and Togusa a little bit, Ishikawa a little bit in the film. The other characters kind of get sidelined a little bit because it has this definite direct focus on the main plot, which is that of the Puppet Master. another kind of downside to the short runtime of the film, as you might be able to tell, I'm a huge fan of the TV series, which goes into much more detail on characters, and you see them taking on different missions and expands the universe. And the TV show is brilliant. The standalone complex, two series of that were absolutely sublime, in my opinion. The downside of the film, obviously, is with a shorter runtime, it can be quite hard to take everything in unless you're really paying attention. There's a lot of expository dialogue as they try to get across to you facts about the world, facts about the plot, and it can be very dense with technological jargon and philosophical allusions, so it can be quite difficult to understand on first viewing. But that's one of the things that I like about this film. It doesn't necessarily slow down for the viewers. It doesn't pitch it at the kind of lowest common denominator audience. It expects you to rise up to the level of the film to understand what they're talking about, rather than try and simplify it for you for a first viewing. A few things to mention about the film, which in my eyes make it such a classic. The first one is the score. From the first moments, the music by Kenji Kawai is absolutely fantastic. And once you've heard it, it's instantly recognizable. The score uses traditional choirs and instruments, and you have this kind of otherworldly atmosphere to it, which somehow perfectly fits with the film, even though it's a very traditional style instruments and things. The most famous track is probably the one that plays right at the beginning, called Building a Cyborg, which is just really incredible. And later on in the film, you have these really kind of sad, melancholic, atmospheric pieces. And the animation as well is incredible. And again, this was one of the films that really kicked off the animation boom in the West. And it's easy to see why. You have so many great pieces of artwork where you just see detailed buildings. You see kind of crumbling structures, rust, kind of grime. And you see marketplaces where there's kind of a bustle of people. It really kind of helps pull you into this world and just does a great job of it. The other thing in the film that I really liked were the characters. Like I mentioned before, the writing is really strong. And it's one of the things, a lot of people mention the philosophy or the technology, but I think what made this film kind of strong for me were the characters. Like I said, with the script, even with just a few minutes, you've perfectly got a handle on who these characters are. A lot of people say that the Major is really cold in the film, which is true to some extent. There is definitely that sense of alienation that she feels with other people. But also she does have a sense of humor. She makes a lot of jokes, and she's really kind of steadfast in her determination to get the mission done. And just a really great character, I think. So overall, I couldn't really recommend this film highly enough. It's an absolute touchstone. If you're a fan of science fiction or the cyberpunk genre, this is one of those films that I think you just have to see. Great animation, fantastic soundtrack, really fun action sequences, and really memorable action sequences as well. I think once you've seen the sequence with her using optical camouflage to fight the guy in the water, jumping off the building, the final sequence with the tank. These are sequences which will stay with you because they're so unique and iconic. So overall, highly recommend this movie. Definitely check it out if you haven't seen it already. Thanks for listening to that review. We'll be back with another one very soon. Remember to like and subscribe.